Thank you, Mr. Chair. We have been discussing the issue of characterization for many years at the GGE, and we have heard states recognize the need for a working definition of autonomous weapon systems in order to determine relevant prohibitions and regulations. The State of Palestine has listened carefully to the range of inputs from states and has submitted a proposal which we believe properly addresses many of the concerns expressed and offers a concrete way forward. Our working paper proposes the following. Autonomous weapon systems are systems that, upon activation by a human user, use the processing of sensor data to select and engage a target with force without human intervention. We shall call this the autonomous process. Here I note that a system could potentially select and engage multiple targets after being activated and before it is turned off or its munitions are exhausted. After the weapon system is activated, there are four steps which constitute the autonomous process. One, the system uses sensors to capture data from the external environment. These sensors could be, for example, thermal, acoustic, seismic, or optical. Two, the captured data is processed by the system. The processing could range from a simple calculation to the use of complex algorithms, artificial intelligence, or machine learning processes. Three, the system matches the processed data with a data pattern representing a pre-programmed target profile and thus selects a target. Four, the system engages the selected target with force. The type of force used will depend on the system and could include various means of causing injury, death, damage, or destruction. This autonomous process can be incorporated into a broad range of weapon systems. The types of sensors used, the methods of data processing, the nature of the target profile selected, and the scope of force applied are all variable. If this autonomous process is incorporated into a weapon system, the system will be considered an autonomous weapon system. The characterization we use, that an autonomous weapon system is a system that, once activated, uses the processing of sensor data to select and engage a target with force without human intervention, is the definition used by the ICRC and the characterization that has been generally utilized within CCW discussions. A number of proposals submitted to the GGE use the term without human intervention, or without further intervention by an operator. This includes Draft Protocol 6, as well as the US-led proposal entitled Draft Articles on Autonomous Weapon Systems. France has also previously used the term without any kind of human intervention or validation in its characterization of autonomous weapon systems. And Norway has said that autonomous weapon systems are weapons that would search for, identify, and attack targets, including human beings, using lethal force without any human operator intervening. Belgium, in its statement this morning, used the term without the possibility in its use for further intervention by an operator. While the State of Palestine also uses the term without human intervention in our definition of autonomous weapon systems, we believe that if we accept the term without human intervention without further clarification, it could create a significant loophole in the definition. In theory, all it would require for a system to fall outside the scope of the framework of autonomous weapon systems would be a single human input after the system's activation. It is thus critical to define what we mean by without human intervention. For example, if a human user was required to press a keyboard button after the system's activation in order for force to be executed without any moral or legal reflection of the consequences, would this amount to a human intervention and therefore take the weapon outside the definition of an autonomous weapon system? In other words, would the mindless click of a keyboard button by a human after the system's activation lead the system to fall outside the autonomous weapon system framework and thus the framework containing prohibitions and regulations, including the need for meaningful human control, would not be applicable to the weapon system at all? That interpretation would be not only completely counterintuitive, but more importantly, it would be very dangerous. Indeed, a number of weapon companies are priding themselves with developing autonomous weapons with the minimum level of human input necessary. Such systems claim to fall outside the definition of an autonomous weapon system because they require a human input, however small, after the system is activated. Our proposal attempts to problematize this issue and close this loophole by introducing the concept of nominal human input and to generate substantive engagement by states and other stakeholders with this area of thought. We define a nominal human input as an input performed by a human after the system's activation and during the autonomous process, but that does not materially affect that process. A human input will not materially affect the autonomous process if it does not bring to bear any wider information to inform decisions to select and engage a target with force. In other words, no further human moral and legal reflection is occurring during that human input. The human input is thus mindless, its effect being the same as if the autonomous process had occurred without it. As such, we argue that a nominal human input made after the system's activation does not amount to a human intervention, and if such an input is made, the system should still be considered an autonomous weapon system. The proposal contains some examples of this, but I will highlight one example here. Let us say, for example, that after selecting a target based on the processing of sensor data, the system sends a notification to a human operator recommending the potential target. The human operator is given the option to click yes or no, and clicking yes would allow the execution of force against the target. While this could be an opportunity for the exertion of human judgment, it is also possible that through confirmation bias and blindly trusting the machine, the human operator just assumes the validity of the system's recommendation and rubber stamps it without giving it any additional kind of thought involving moral or legal reflection. It is also possible that when recommending a target, the system just sends a simple image, rather than, for example, a video or something more elaborate, which does not allow for proper moral or legal reflection. From this perspective, the human input of clicking yes would be mindless in response to the target proposed by the system. In other words, the effect would be the same as if no human operator were involved at all. Here we argue that although there was a human input after activation of the system, the input was a nominal human input and the weapon system should still be considered an autonomous weapon system. Perhaps in order to address these concerns, the definition could be amended as follows. Autonomous weapon systems are systems that, upon activation by a human user, use the processing of sensor data to select and engage a target with force without further human intervention that contains moral and/or legal assessments. Finally, we would like to clarify that here our intention is to better define the scope of autonomous weapon systems, but not to expand the scope to decision support systems or other remotely controlled systems. We look forward to hearing the views of GGE participants on this important issue in order to close this potential significant loophole. I thank you.